Welcome, everybody, to the Epic Levels Mad Dungeon Season 3 side quest. I am the Dragon Warrior.
Hey, hello, and I am Tiger Wizard. Huge shout out to Exalted Funeral for sponsoring our show. Now let's give a warm welcome to our guest this week, Bridget Winter of Scripted Games. Did I say your name right?
You did. Okay, hello, so happy to be here.
Hi, Bridget. So you do lots of things. We had the fun pleasure of meeting you at PAX Unplugged this year and then made quick friends, quick connections. So let's get into Scripted Games and a little bit about you.
Yeah. Well, Scripted Games, we make games.
Astonishing.
I know. Amazing. We'll start there. So we have been on the scene for a bit over a year. We were founded in 2023. We had our first Kickstarter with Psychic Trash Detectives, which we can talk a little bit about, which is a wild game about psychic animals solving mysteries together. It's played
for
with
those
actual
of you,
trash.
For those of you listeners who can't see what's happening, Steve quickly scurried over, pulled out his copy, and flashed it to the camera to show his fervor and love of the game.
I got very interested in this game when I met Bridget in 2023. And the fun thing, we could talk about the mechanics of this before we get into the other stuff. Like, you play with actual trash, like, which is fun. So how does this game work?
Yeah, it's a mystery game where you as players actually come up with the mystery on the fly and solve the mystery. It's played without dice. It uses trash, like actual garbage that players bring to the table as inspirational material throughout the game, but to come up with your characters, to come up with aspects of the mystery. There are these mini games that you play to solve the mystery and to push the narrative forward. There's no game master, so it's fully collaborative. And you play as gross little fun animals who love each other, who are solving a mystery that no one else cares about. And it is a ton of fun.
Well, we are the Mad Dungeon Podcast, and for people that have been listening for a while, we like a little Mad Libyan kinds of games here. And sometimes in your book, you also have Someone is Missing name, or the case of the noun with the no noun, for example. So there's even fun in wordplay like that in this book.
I'm at my desk right now, and there is a trash can right beside me. Should I go rifling?
Oh, I got one too. Let's see.
Yeah. All right. Let's pull some trash out real quick.
You most definitely should. There's actually a mini game in there where you are supposed to look into your own trash can for inspiration.
Okay. I pulled out an Almond Joy wrapper.
I pulled out a Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda Zero Sugar empty can. This should probably be recycled. I don't know what it's doing in my trash can. Shame on me.
So I'm pretty sure we won, right? So yeah. That's how you win this role-playing game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a tie. I actually think Andrew may have lost because of the lack of recycling.
Yeah, that's not very responsible of me. But the recycling bin is all the way downstairs. So, you know.
I mean, if you were to play trash animals, which would you play?
Animal?
Yeah, what animal would you play?
Possum.
Possum?
Yeah. Possum or opossum?
Man, we've been over this and I never remember the difference. I just want a pouch and then to look like a super dead thing and play possum, right? Like
my wife, Becky, used to be a nature center animal instructor of some kind. And she always gets on to me when I call an opossum a possum.
I've been on the receiving end of that conversation as well.
And I believe I would be a raccoon.
Amazing.
Yeah, with the bandit mask.
Yeah, that's right.
So also you've put out Ball of the Wild. Well, first, like Psychic Trash Pandas is live fast, eat trash, solve mysteries. It's a great elevator pitch right there.
Yeah, I think that captures it, actually.
I think it's pretty good. And then Ball of the Wild, what game is that?
Yeah, so Psychic Trash Detectives, I wrote that game. My business partner, Nat Mesnard, wrote Ball of the Wild, and that is a game about animals dressing up as other animals in a drag show to please Mother Nature. It is also collaborative. It is also like wild and fun. And it uses the polymorph system. So this one does have dice, but it is collaborative as well.
The ninth level game is polymorph system.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So instead of eating cobalt's eating babies, you can do drag shows in the forest.
Yeah. As an animal.
Is it a competition-based game? Is it like a RuPaul Drag Race style competitive kind of game?
It is. And then Mother Nature at the end is going to decide who won.
Oh, like Mother, like a house. So you could get into like Paris is Burning style houses in there. Very fun.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have all this stuff down in the show notes as well. But before we move on to the new, where is the best place for people to pick up these games if they don't happen to run into you at
Game Face Con?
Game Face. We were just at Game Face together.
It's true.
Where is the best place for people to go? Scriptedgames.com?
Yeah, I think probably going to scriptedgames.com. We do work with IPR as well. And so you can find the games there. But I think it is easiest probably to go to Scripted Games, and then you can see the links to all of the various places that that sell our games.
Cool. All right. So the Kickstarter, the Kickstarter that has just finished, successfully funded.
Yes.
Perhaps some stretch goals have been met. Let's talk about Against the Gloom.
Yes, Against the Gloom. So excited to be in production for that now and to have finished that Kickstarter. So Against the Gloom is by Dustin Patrick Winter, and that is a game in which you play pirate rock stars fighting back against a sentient gloom using the power of music, which is a ton of fun. He kind of playfully calls it our flag means death metal, or oops, all bards.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am drowning in the music business for my day job. It's a regular part of what I do. And to have a game where musicians are fighting against the gloom, like depression, all of these things, is such a regular part of the musicians I work with on a regular basis. Almost hits very, very close to my daily life, where I don't know if people falling into, we'll put the gloom into a giant umbrella of all the bad things that happen when things aren't going your way. But I write an awful lot of bios for the artists I work for, and it's inevitable where I get to the point where people are like, how do I do this? Every artist, man, is like, has that like darkness to them. And then you fight through it with the music. So what is the actual mechanics going on here? How are you fighting? Because I hear that there's actual music making involved or something.
Yeah, we do. We call it a playlist building game, a role playlist building game, which I think is very fun. So there are dice in the game. It uses a system that we created that is based on Yahtzee. And so it involves rolling big pools of dice and trying to get to harmony by rolling the same dice. So that is part of the resolution mechanics. But we also do playlist building as part of the game, which is very, very fun. And so music is really central. Music is part of character creation. Music is a kind of currency in the world of the game. So you're constantly playing music. You're building a playlist. The playlist also serves as what is called a harmony track, that you are, as a band, trying to accumulate songs and build up over time. And there are things that happen that make you lose songs. And if you lose all the songs, then you fall into disharmony and the band breaks up, which is what you're trying to prevent happening.
That's when the gloom gets you.
That's when the gloom gets you, but hopefully not. So the dice and the music are working together in the game. And it's built for campaign play. So you do get to create characters and play them over time and go to different kind of islands called Ancora, where you're beating back the gloom through your music. Yeah, that's basically how it works.
This is something I love. So from COVID pandemic stuck indoors days, with my campaigns for any game, we've had an ongoing community playlist that I'll still go back to, including some Mystic Punks games that we played. And also when I was back in Atlanta with Andrew, we were going through Andrew Kolb's Neverland campaign, and we had a wonderful playlist going for that. So I love the idea of a role-playing game built around having this communal music and something you could go back to and just remember the fun times that you had.
Like, that was a really fun. That was a fun game, and also a really great playlist for that Neverland game. Also, shout out to Andrew Kolb right now. His Kickstarter for Scallywags, the game that I art directed, should be live right now. So definitely go check that one out. Bridget, if I may get a little personal, I understand that your day job is working for a theater company.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on your way to work, what's on your like daily shuffle or your daily mix if you do Spotify?
Oh my gosh, this is the kind of question that I dread. Because I'm like, I have this terrible
gotcha.
Trip where if somebody's like, what kind of music do you like? I'm like, what is music? I've never heard music before.
I'm not asking what kind of music you like. I'm just asking what's been on rotation? Like what'd you listen to this morning while you're brushing your teeth?
Well, I'm brushing my teeth. I mean, to be totally honest, I've been doing a lot of books, like listening to books and podcasts,
okay.
and less music. Recently, I also tend to work from home, and so my commute is to walk from my bedroom to the table I'm currently sitting at and talking to you from.
So it's probably it's probably like a punk rock song. Probably pretty short.
It's probably yes, yeah, like really really fast, or just like making up a song and singing to my cat. I do that a lot actually in the mornings.
That's the way
I'm curious. What are you both listening to? Because maybe I could add to my playlist and like play something from you tomorrow morning.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things we're playing is our Epic Levels Mega Dungeon Men EP, which will be out next week. So we've been putting out a bunch of our own music. But
I mean, that's what Steve's listening to. I don't listen to my own podcast. I don't listen to my own music. I do every now and then because I'm like, hey, listen to this. And then I'm like, I have to listen to it again as I'm playing it for someone. But I went back to Electric Wizard recently, which is a kind of stoner rock band. And then me and Becky, my wife, we just got a replacement.
The replacements? Player?
Record player.
See you in hell, Paul Westerberg.
Yeah, goodbye. Must Be the Holy Ghost, which was a local Atlanta band from like 8 or 9 years ago. I was spinning them on vinyl. And then just this morning, like on a fluke, I had No Doubt playing from that.
Nice.
Was hella good. Or what was the name of that album?
Hella.
Is it
so
Hella?
We just keep Hella? On dancing. I think that was Gwen Stefani on her own. I don't even think that was No Doubt.
It's definitely a No Doubt album.
Possum Kingdom is a great brush your teeth album, though, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, I'm definitely going to do that tomorrow morning. Brush my teeth. Possum
Brushing
Kingdom.
In the spider webs.
Yeah. But I've been liking Atlanta's sweetheart, Faye Webster, a lot lately. Buck Meek put out some great singles that he's in Big Thief. Big Thief is also great. Idols just put out a great record. There's all sorts of cool stuff.
So all
happening.
Of this music should be going on your Against the Gloom
playlist.
The
other big news is the collab. We're collabing.
Yes.
A collab happening.
I'm so excited about this.
So stretch goal number 4 reached, blasted through the stratosphere. So we'll be doing a song for Against the Gloom, along with our compatriot in arms, Bard City. And I kept joking with Andrew earlier that I was like, our song just needs to be called Bard City, and then their song needs to be epic levels. And then I was making up a whole bunch of different Bard City songs.
They were amazing. I need to hear this Bard City song.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be yet. We'll see how it all plays out. But how do you come up with this idea for a stretch goal?
I actually came up with it in conversation with Andrew, which is really exciting. Yeah. I was starting to think about it at PAX about, like, I don't know, the connection between music and musicians in this game. And the music, the idea of it being the power and joy of music and fighting back against the gloom, it does seem to resonate with musicians. It resonates with everyone, really. Like, music is really personal and music is powerful. I was talking with Andrew and we were getting to know each other and trying to think of ways that Epic Levels and Scripted could collaborate on this. And so it was actually an idea that he had that I was like, yeah, we should do this. And it's clearly our backers agree.
Yeah, it's something that I've always wanted to do, but not wanted to be in charge of doing. So it was a great opportunity to, you know, hand the idea over to you and then just not be responsible for for the legwork, right? But yes, I'm very excited about it. I'm really excited to, like, be doing stuff with other, you know, musicians and around other musicians. So, like, knowing that Bard City Band is also doing something too, it makes it even cooler for me. And who knows, maybe it got to a place where even more musicians get on board for it, because that would be even cooler.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
But where we are right now is just two original songs inspired by Against the Gloom. We don't know what they are yet. Me and Steve and probably Jay and maybe Zach and Rob from Epic Levels will create a song, and the hilarious crew over at Bard City Band will also make a song.
And yeah, I'd say the best way to do this is go get your radio in your grandfather's Oldsmobile and then set it to the AM dial as far left as it'll go, and eventually our song will play. And I think that would be the best way to, like, just pay attention to where it's at. outside of that, Bridget, where would you say is the best place for people to find you, to find Scripted Games, to keep up with this stuff? The Kickstarter is over, but there's still pre-orders available. So how do people find it?
ScriptedGames.com for sure. To learn all about us, get all of our links, figure out where to get our games. And then we're really most active on Instagram. So if you're on social, at Scripted Games on Instagram, you know, we are on other platforms also at Scripted Games. So you can find us there. But I would say our social media home is Instagram. So at Scripted Games there, and then ScriptedGames.com.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to playing a bunch of Against the Gloom, making more music, and more fun Scripted Games collabs with Epic Levels. Let's do it. Thank you for being on the show, Bridget.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure, Andrew the Tiger Wizard.
Same, same. Thanks again, Bridget.
All right, see you guys next week.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Epic Levels Mad Dungeon podcast. Be sure to check out our new EP, Mega Dungeon Men. The latest song, House on the Haunted Hill Dwarf, is out now and is on streaming platforms, so give it a listen. The Mystic Punks Kickstarter is live, so go kickstart it. It's going to be rad. We're actually playing it in our actual play, which you'll check out next week. Our new poster map is on sale at Exalted Funerals, the Song of the Shriek Frap with legendary Errol Otis. It's pretty cool, so go check it out. Join our mailing list, and thanks for listening.